Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and to know your voice. Help us to be like Martha and Mary, and always focusing on serving you. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. There's been some variations over a long period of time of bumper stickers and a cartoon that has circulated around. And I'm sure that you have run across a couple of those variations. Usually has a picture of Jesus standing ready to knock on a door. And the caption reads, "Jesus is coming. Look busy." Always makes me laugh. Look busy. I'm wondering if that cartoon was circulating at the time when Jesus visited Martha and Mary in their home. From Luke's text this morning, Martha was certainly looking busy, very busy. But from her perspective, she was working her fingers to the bone, rushing around, frantic that the dinner about to be served be just perfect, the roasted leg of lamb be tender and juicy and flavorful, and the service impeccable. Busy, busy, busy. So busy. But after all, it's the Lord she's serving, right? Now we hear this gospel passage every 3 years when it comes up in the lectionary cycle. And this year we're using year C scripture, and most of our gospel readings come from Luke. We heard this reading back on July 21st, 2019, and before that on July 17th, 2016, and 3 years before that, and 3 years before that, and you understand what's going on. Luke is the only gospel writer that includes this encounter with Martha and Mary in their home. And every 3 years, you and I as listeners once again get to take that mental, spiritual personality assessment to determine if we're more like Mary or more like Martha. Admit it, I've done it, and I'm sure you have as well. We love these personality quizzes. Are you ketchup or are you salsa? Are you a Labrador or are you a poodle? Are you a Chevrolet or a Lamborghini? And on the subject of spirituality, are you more active or more contemplative? Striving or tranquil? Now, no matter how hard I try, I always come up with, I'm a definite Martha. Yes, I do try to follow Mary's example of holding close to the Lord, especially since my ordination. But Martha's doing stuff always wins out. I believe that extending hospitality to others is who I am, and a trait I've always had deep within me. And just like we heard in our scripture from Genesis this morning, Abraham was the consummate host, welcoming the Lord, the Trinity, the three strangers who are really one Lord, one God. Unlike the cartoon that I referred to a moment ago, there's a beautiful 15th century painting by Andrei Rublev called The Holy Trinity, or sometimes referred to as the hospitality of Abraham. We hear Abraham saying to these three men this morning to sit, relax, let me bring you a little water and a little bread. No big deal. But instead, what does he really do? He calls out, "Hey, Sarah, make ready 3 measures of choice flour, knead it and make cakes, and be quick about it." And then he has a servant take a tender and good calf and roast it. And then he serves his guests the meal accompanied with milk and curds. A lavish feast. Impeccable hospitality. A busy servant of the Lord. Abraham saw his Lord in the faces of these three strangers. Now, we generally don't give much thought, but Martha and Mary are two brave, courageous, and focused women. Courageous in the sense that who invited who to dinner? Did Jesus just come knocking, uninvited? Or did Martha extend an invitation to him for dinner at her house? That would have been scandalous at the time. A single woman inviting a man into her home. People will surely talk. And Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him teach about the Torah and other men-only topics, scandalous as well. And certainly forbidden, indeed bold and reckless. Gutsy women, brave women for their time, exerting their personal decision power, not concerned with future repercussions. After all, they lived in Bethany, which means house of affliction, an area that's outside the city walls. A leper colony, a place for the homeless, the lonely, the destitute. These two women were completely focused, focused with being in Jesus' company and serving him the best way they knew how. Now, in Jesus' comment at the time, we have to understand he wasn't trying to pit these two sisters against one another, or to create a sense of competition between them. And he wasn't trying to set up a hierarchy of degrees of discipleship. We don't hear Jesus scolding Martha for being too busy to spend time with him. And he doesn't tell her that what she's doing is unimportant. Jesus gently and lovingly tries to bring Martha back into a reality for focusing on what is truly important, and to never lose sight of that. And that focus? The focus should always be on Jesus. Always on Jesus. We shouldn't be concerned with who am I more like, Martha or Mary. The concern should be how can I be more like Jesus and see Jesus in all that I do. Yes, Jesus loves the contemplative individual, someone always focused on him and his example of love and compassion toward others. But Jesus loves the doers as well, so long as we doers don't lose sight of him and are doing all we are doing for him and because of him. Martha was more focused on the tasks at hand and forgot about her guest, her Lord. She didn't realize that once Jesus is invited into our lives will never be the same again. I believe Jesus wants us to possess both characteristics of Martha and Mary, especially right now. Especially right now. We must continually be focused on Jesus in all that we do. It's what Jesus is asking us to do this morning. Jesus knows how easily distracted we can become, especially in our turbulent world and nation. Our hearts and minds can easily slip into fear and anger, hostility and unchristian values. But Jesus is asking us to put all that aside and focus on him and only him. How tempting it can be to look at the state of our nation and try to run the other way. ignoring the struggles and oppression so many of our siblings are facing. But Jesus is encouraging us to go forward with generosity and hope and trust in Him, the one who promises to always be at our side. Jesus wants us to be keenly focused on Him when we support and strengthen the women who have just had their human rights over their bodies stripped away and who are not allowed to make medical decisions for their own personal reproductive health. Jesus wants to focus when we stand up for the women who fear that more contraceptive rights will be taken from them. Jesus wants us to focus on Him when we take an active role in supporting my siblings in the LGBTQ+ community who are at risk of losing their right to marry or to adopt children and so much more. We must focus on Jesus when we speak out for our black and brown siblings who are continually oppressed and treated with vengeful racism, hate, violence, and police brutality just because of the color of their skin. We need to focus on Jesus when we grieve the dead lives of innocent children who are gunned down in what should be the safest place in their young lives. We always need to focus on Jesus when we embrace our international siblings and try to ensure peace, liberty, and freedom from war for all individuals. We must focus on Jesus when we acknowledge that our planet is fragile and needs our utmost care, concern, and love that we can provide. And as our baptismal covenant requires, we need to focus on Jesus when we love our neighbor as He commanded. Now, once we focus on Jesus and all of these and so many other examples, then only then do we stand up for action, becoming even busier than Martha in raising our voices, moving our feet, extending our hands, exerting our expectations, voting out and removing ineffective, untrustworthy, power-hungry, and corrupt politicians and judiciaries, working to ensure the change we know is critical if we want to be called disciples of Christ, and protecting our democracy and our just way of life. Like Martha and Mary, we must get busy by being brave, being powerful in confronting injustice and supremacy, and being focused. Because what we do, because we are focused on Jesus in the millions of lives of our struggling siblings. Let us remember that we do not act by ourselves or for ourselves, but we act in the name of Jesus. And we do so in the power of the peace that He brings to us. We are called to do holy work. We will be busy, and the work will be hard because of Jesus. But we will persist because of Jesus. We will dare to dream because of Jesus. Yes, there will be times when we strive, and there will be times when we are still. We pray to have the hearts of Martha and Mary, who we know burned with the love of and the love for Jesus. We pray for their wills and their keen focus. Help us to be busy, Lord, building the beloved community as You desire. Amen.